two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's Friday, people. Hours away from knockoffs, or repeat, hours away from knockoffs. Unless you're Dangerous Dave, who started already. This is unparalleled scenes here in the studio.
Team meet.
We'll get to you in just a moment. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy. I'm well.
Massive Friday show.
It is. We've got a huge one.
Chockers. It is bursting at the seams.
Exactly. One of our favourite segments gone wild.
He's back. It's Steve Irwin's birthday.
Oh,
it would have been 57 today.
Wow.
One of the great Australians.
He truly is.
Eco-warrior. Mm. A wildlife warrior.
His kids and wife are still doing great things.
They're not as good, though.
Bob is.
Nah.
Bob's great.
Bob's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just this guy was just...
he was awesome. Okay.
Wrestled crocodiles.
Mary Custis is coming into the studio, which is great.
What a woman.
We've known each other for a long time.
Top shelf.
And I have heard a whisper. I'm hoping that Effie might make the
whisper.
Strap
yourself in. That'll get right.
It will. It will be excellent. I love Effie.
We pioneered a segment on this program last week called You Had One Job.
Yes.
And I loved it. It went off. And we're going to do it again. We're going to do it in honour of an Oscars.
Correct. And if you've got any ideas too of You Only Had One Job, let us know.
Do it. Get involved. We'll have the weekend review.
Terrific.
We're going to have a look at the monkeys. How many?
Oh, this
like
breaks
the Beatles.
My heart.
There's only two left standing.
Yep. This is really upsetting to me.
Do we have money in the Deadpool on anyone in the monkeys?
No, Pete Talk in there, I don't think. No.
Pete Talk. All right. Would have been a good get.
We're going to play a little bit of our favourite monkey songs.
All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All this, so much more. But let's get straight into it. Hello to you,
Hello.
Jane Kennedy. Well, you're wearing pink today. You look
wonderful. Yeah. It's not my normal colour. I wear black all the time.
No, you're just wonderful. It's like a little splash of colour in the studio. Where have you been?
I've been at a ladies' lunch, so I thought I would dress like a lady.
What's a ladies' lunch? Mm.
It's where you get 400 hot chicks together, and it's a charity, and you go and you...
What? Are you kidding me?
Just calm down.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Why would you not... Mention that to me. Hi, Mick. I'm going to lunch with 400 hot chicks. Would you like to come?
What, I take you as the only bloke at the lunch I've been at?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You'd cause a scene.
I reckon I'm almost a champ.
I'll tell you what. I would be very nervous to have you at the table.
Me? Why would you not do that?
Because I just didn't think of it. I've never seen so many, but they're about... for the Mirabelle Foundation, which is a wonderful cause.
Yeah, I like charity too, but...
Yeah, all right.
What about the girls?
So I walk in the room. Oh, my God. I think, you know, if I was a lesbian...
Mm-hmm.
New segment we're doing later.
I'll write that down.
I was a lesbian.
Actually, I like that idea.
3, 4, 3.
If I was a lesbian, so many hot chicks.
Yeah.
Like, they're all dressed up to the nines. Anyway, you know what the worst part was?
What?
Guess what the most awful part of me going to a women's charity lunch is?
What?
I have to come in here and work. They're all still there at the bar, aren't they? Sipping champagne.
Could we go back there straight after this?
That'd still be there.
Actually, this would be the perfect timing for me. I swoop.
I might not tell you where it is.
It'll be like getting to Flemington after race 5.
I think you're right.
Whooshka. In I go. Hello, girls. Dinner's on.
I just texted my girlfriend, Jo, and I said, how's it going? Expecting her to be home, getting dinner ready. Yeah. She goes, still here. I expect no less.
It's really simple. What about me? What about my needs?
Once. You feel a bit antsy
just
about
this. Chop out,
I try and help you.
Mate. You wing me.
You have to behave yourself.
You'll be the greatest wingman.
I am a good wingman. I do try.
You have not thrown anything.
No, come now. Come now. I was on the hunt for you.
Oh.
One chick I thought was going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And I thought, I must keep her in mind. And then somebody moved and she was about 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
What a deal breaker. I'm listening. Hey, what are you laughing at, Dave?
What?
Dave's got a... You're drinking beer in the studio.
Well, it's Friday afternoon and each 1 month... one day of the month.
Can't even speak.
I can't. A member of the office...
Can we get a breathalyzer, please?
I'm all right.
Can we get a breathalyzer to the studio?
I'm fine.
Anyway, so once a month is what you're trying to say.
A department of the radio station hosts Team Meet. And today it's the engineering, it's the technology. So if we go off the air, good chance we'll stay off the air.
But what's a Team Meet? What are you doing in that
So
room?
They go up there, and it's just a big chance to have a drink with all your workmates. But they had like an escape room.
It's work hours, right?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's up on the balcony. balcony drinking beers.
Everybody's up there right now. There's not one staff member in the office.
What are we doing here?
They've got an escape room.
An escape room. So the technology department set this up. So you had 5 minutes to escape from the room to get to over the wall. They built a fake wall.
Okay, mate, are you hallucinating?
No, I think you are.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly what happened. So we worked out the code. We got out of the escape room and up on the balcony.
What are you talking about?
We got the drinks.
He's hallucinating.
I cannot follow.
And it's full strength. Is this legal?
That's mate, Americans. Budweiser.
I'm serious.
I'm okay, we've got to test you now.
Your wife hasn't even left town yet. When is she
tomorrow
left town?
She goes.
Oh, you've gone early. Jeez, you might want to take Dave to the lunch with 400 women.
No, I would not.
Come on.
I think I'd be embarrassed.
You're not driving the Getz home, I hope.
No, I'm not. I'm Ubering it home.
Mate, you sound like you've had
what
a
what are you talking about? I'm fine.
You're a bit giggly.
I've had half a beer. That's all right. I've had.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy. There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Sure is, and it is packed. 133353. Who do you think deserves a gong this week? There's a fair bit going on.
There is. Would you like me to kick it off?
I'd like you to start.
All
if
right.
You don't mind.
I would like to start with Sam and Inez from Married at First Sight.
Well,
for their insane chat. It was sort of romantic. They're on a date.
I think this is my favourite quote of the year so far, a conversation between two people.
I didn't think that it's possible to have a conversation about this subject, but apparently it is. Wow. Shall we have a listen?
Yes.
Like, Sam and I get each other on, like, a whole new level where, like, it's almost like we don't even need to speak. It's really weird.
Do you like cheese platters?
I love cheese platters.
Like savoury stuff?
Yes. Yeah. And olives?
Olives, yeah. Calamari olives. Yeah. Pitted olives.
All of them.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Interesting.
That is a conversation about olives.
Olives, and then with the dramatic music behind that.
But who talks about, it's also, do you like cheese platters?
Cheese platters? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we don't even have to talk.
Yeah.
We know each other so well. Olives? Oh.
Oh, pitted. Calamata. Mm. Green. Oh,
green.
Sardinian.
Let's have sex.
That is insane.
What is that? It's the cheese platter. Is that how you get into it?
That's how you get it, because they met and that's the talk that, I don't know.
All right.
I'm dumbfounded and I'll never eat a cheese platter in that way again.
Bill's got one. Have we got Bill up?
Yeah,
is he ready to go? Hello, Bill, who do you want to clown, mate?
You, Malloy.
Me?
Oh.
What for?
That stuff you called music the other day.
Oh my God, Bill.
How dare you?
Hey, Bill, mate. This is on my list. Do you mean, and are you referring...
Do you want to clown Hugh Jackman? Is that who you want
to clown? No, not Hugh Jackman, Bill. You want to definitely clown Mick Malloy, don't you?
Definitely.
Okay.
Get on you, Bill.
I'm sorry, everybody in Australia, but we're going to...
Turn it up, ladies, if you're in your car on your own. And did you ever know that you're my hero? Piggy.
And everything I'd like to be.
That's pitch perfect.
Could you hear the music when you were singing?
Oh, I can fly higher than an eagle.
Really upsets me.
But you're the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, man.
Now,
God.
That's what it's all about. Look at Liam.
That's Jackman, disgraceful. How dare you do that to Bette Midler?
Hugh Jackman is mucking around down the shallow end of the pool. Mm. Here's a challenge for you. I want to do a duet. I'm thinking Islands in the Stream. Uh-huh. You and me.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Captain and Tennille?
No. Kiki Lee and Elton John.
What about, what was Captain and Tennille?
Love. Love.
Can I be the captain?
Yes, you can.
I'll be the captain with a little cap on.
Little does he know the captain doesn't sing.
No, not in this version.
Okay. Hey.
Just stop. Because I really love you. Stop.
Thank you.
Look in my heart and then love. Keep us together.
All right, that's one.
All right.
Make a list and we'll do a concert.
Right,
we'll go on the road.
Yes.
Jeez, just calm down, will you? Because you're a shocking singer, as everybody thought. Here's some comments.
Jeez.
Annie says, how do I make this my ringtone?
Oh,
Annie, that's a wrong thing to say. Paul Wilson said Eurovision entry written all over it. Robert Mitchell said, might serenade the missus with this.
There you go.
Don't do that if you want to get some.
I'll come round and push your bottom up and down. Let's make it
big
do it properly.
Big Hat Energy says, it's no Dentist Jane, but it rates above Baby Shark.
We got Baby Shark there.
No.
Once that gets stuck in your head, though, that's it. You'll be done for the rest of the day.
I want to hear Baby Shark.
All right, no Baby Shark. All right.
We're doing clown.
Well, done.
Is it my turn to do another one?
I tell you what, why don't we? Why don't we just 133353. Oh, Tony's there. If Tony's got something he wants to.
Yeah. Clown? Who do you want to clown, Tony? G'day.
I'd say the Derwent Entertainment Centre in Tasmania.
Tassie, why? What have they done?
There was extended waiting times for drinks, and they brought out a press release today saying they had 3,780 people in the dance floor and ran out of water, which had 1,800 bottles.
And who are you seeing? Who was playing?
Yes. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. So imagine fans want a bit of water and something else.
Why wasn't there an electricity strike? Didn't the power run out there too?
I'm not exactly sure.
Tassie, what's going on? What's happening? We should find that out at our
Triple M station. They need a dam, a really good dam. they can get some hydro electricity.
I'll get Bob Brown on the line.
Some good rivers over in
He'll
there.
He'll support that.
Good idea. There, you get the idea. 133353, get involved. Clown of the Week.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can get involved with Clown of the Week, 133353. Who would you like to clown?
You're slurring.
I'm fine.
How many beers have you had?
I've had one Budweiser.
Tried to glass me during the break.
You've got the taste for it.
I actually have.
You want another, don't you?
Friday afternoon.
We're drinking Budweiser. That's not very patriotic.
Because it's an American theme up there. There's the Trump wall. You've got to get through the escape room.
God, we don't want to hear about this.
We're drinking good local beer.
Well, because it's an American themed.
Hey,
what's wrong with Australia?
What's wrong with Australia? Put the bottle down.
Everyone's lost their mind.
I'm going to clown. 133353, you want to start? What are you doing?
The greyhound owner, or the greyhound race that had seven dogs.
Victoria, let's clown them, but they've allowed a race to have...
Seven dogs, all owned by the same trainer. I think we've got a bit of...
So it's pretty easy to rig that race.
Well, it is.
Yeah, wouldn't you have thought?
Well, you would have thought that... You can, yeah.
And they've all got the same prefix on their names because they come from the same trainer. So have a listen to the race.
And it's Donna Quark moving up to take the lead from Donna Varsity out wide. Donna Quark running from Donna Varsity and Donna Yappy, followed by Amaro Man. Behind them then came Donna Kiln. Back in the race here would have been Donna Turner out near the tail. And a fair way back too would have been Donna Wacker pulling up quickly out of the line.
So Donna Wacker needs a jigger.
Yeah.
Donna Quark. Donna Varsity, Donna Yappy, and Marlo Allen ran fourth.
Oh, what? Who's Marlo Allen?
He's really lost interest, hasn't he?
So
he just really lost.
One race.
Couldn't be stuffed.
One trainer, all dogs.
How does that get through? I do not understand. That doesn't seem fair.
I told you my idea for the dogs, isn't it?
What's that?
It's just Labradors. But running around chasing a tennis ball lure. Yes.
That's not nice. Because they want to do it.
Would that be?
That would be fun. All right. Have you got another one? Do you want me to do one?
Well, no, I've got one here. It's a clown, Taron Egerton, who's playing, oh my God, he's playing Elton John in a.
Hang on.
A biopic. Yeah. Oh, clown, everyone. Clown. How would you cast? You know what I'd do if I was casting that?
What?
I'd put some big rimmed glasses on a wombat and pop him up at the piano stool. There you go.
Hey.
There it is. Hey. And you're done. There's your Elton John.
I'm trying to get.
Okay, mad, everyone.
I didn't know who Taron Egerton was, and then I realised he played. He's in Kingsman, Lady Kingsman, and Eddie the Eagle, he played.
I'm not sure if it's your matinee idol role, really, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's more your kind of. Nerdy serial killer who's spent too much time in the attic. Well, have you got a quote there? Have we got somebody from the press conference?
This is from the trailer.
What did you say your name was again?
My name is...
Reggie!
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald. That's my granddad's name.
So how does a fat boy from nowhere...
Wombat.
...get to be a soul man?
You gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm into it.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, that sounds unreal.
Tony Dancer, you love that song, don't
that's
you?
That's my favourite song.
Do you know there was a book of all those people who sing along and they misheard lyrics? And my favourite is someone thought Tony Dancer was Tony Danza.
Oh, yeah.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Hold me closer. Tony Dancer. It would have been a better song.
It would not have been a better song.
She got Tony Dancer to play Elton John.
Tony Danza's about 75 now.
Yeah, just shave a little clown. Bald chap.
If it's a biopic, they're going to go back in history.
No need for you to behave like.
I don't agree with that clown, just saying.
All right.
I'll tell you who I want clown.
Yes.
Qantas and Jetstar.
Oh, gee, you've gone the airlines hard this week. What's happened with you?
They're phasing out boarding passes.
Why are they doing that?
For the environment. I beg your pardon, for profit. You have to use digital passes. You've got to use your phone now. What happens to... Well, you are.
What are you doing?
I was going to say, the only people that are staffed are pensioners, the elderly, and Mick Molloy. Because you have to find it. You have to get an app.
Now, do you trust these organisations? And when... Do you trust them not to suck information?
No. I don't trust anyone.
Or data out of your phone when you go up and go, choink.
Look,
good conspiracy.
I'm happy using it. But not everybody else I know
is. I'm sure you won't have to up in first class. In fact, you're on the PJs these days. Who did you fly interstate with the girls recently on a private jet?
I did nothing
you
of the sort.
You did. I'll name names.
As
what
if.
Are you talking about?
As if.
Come you, on. You.
What, you think I'm a Mal Clooney or something?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to clown the clowner?
Yes, Amal Clooney. Yeah. I'm going to clown Amal Clooney.
She's a good friend.
She's not a good friend. She's a
show
off.
She shouted a $200,000 plus.
But the royal family can afford that. What's she doing?
Oh, they can't touch that. That's front page headlines.
She wants all the kudos. Ooh, look at me. She's taking my princess
she's
friend.
She's a humanitarian.
You know what?
She's boring. She's so
hot.
She says.
She's hot. She's well-dressed.
Yeah.
She's the complete woman.
I give that marriage 6 months.
All right, we're going to come back and take your call. Sorry, but stay there, but we've just
got sidetracked
by Jane's bitterness
and
hatred of another woman.
Stop that right now. You're just still angry I didn't take you to see a whole bunch of single women.
1-3-3-5-3.
Lock those odds.
It's clown of the week.
Slurring, Dave.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
I'd like to clown the Saudi prince. You know, the crown prince. What an idiot. He's bought the world's most expensive painting.
How much was it?
£342 million, $680 million. It's a fake. Clown him, dude.
What?
It's a fake Leonardo da Vinci. Now, all I want to say is there's an art dealer out there who probably wants to steer clear of the Saudi embassy.
Oh, yeah.
Do not. If they
keep
say,
away.
If the Saudi prince will go up and says, hey, we're just hanging it now down the embassy, you should come and have a look.
Just
it looks
pop
great.
In.
Do not.
Don't go.
Do not go near.
Wow.
600, the most expensive painting ever at auction. It was. I was there.
You were there?
I was there.
You've got an interest in art, I know.
I do. I like art. And
you went along to this auction.
I think I was the underbidder.
Yeah, have a listen.
At $370 million, AJ.
Yeah, 400.
400 million.
Yes. Ricky. I'll throw in some burger rings.
Sold.
See?
Losers.
So he was able to get it.
I know how to sweeten the pot.
What could be done with that money? That just makes me ill.
So much.
It could be spent on a painting that's not fake.
Oh, that's true. Okay, I've got one. You know that Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry are engaged.
You can't be happy for anyone, can you?
I've not said anything. Well, I just said they're engaged.
Well, let's see where this goes.
I really couldn't give a toss whether they're engaged or not, to be frank. However, what I do find bizarre.
What?
He gave her an engagement ring,
yep.
And it's up on Instagram.
Well, that's great.
Yep.
I mean, and as you should. And
it's an unusual-looking engagement ring, okay? Because
put some thought into it.
It's a flower, so it has diamonds around as the petals, in the middle the sort of stamen-y bit.
Hello, whatever, yep.
Okay. You know his ex-wife was Miranda Kerr. Have a look at her engagement ring. It's exactly the same.
Identical.
You can't do that.
Oh.
Do you reckon it's the same one? Do you reckon he's re-gifted? Do you reckon he's
all he did is change the middle stone to a pinky cheaper one.
He's found that in the down the back of the couch.
What? Yeah. You cannot do that. It's got to be completely new design.
Or in the coin tray in the car. Yeah. He's gone, oh, Jesus, I've forgotten something. Oh, no.
So that's not cool.
Can you re-gift a engagement? So when you break up, they didn't get married. Did they get married?
Yes. Miranda Kerr and Orlando Bloom were married.
So when they divorced, does he get the ring back? Should he get the ring back?
No.
I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't know these things.
So if he did get it back, you're saying do you reckon he's re-gifted?
No, I actually think he's so dumb, he's gone for the same design. Sorry.
Orlando.
Sorry, Orlando.
Fan of the show.
What's wrong with you?
Should we go
take
some calls?
Yes. Gabby.
Hello, Gabby.
Hello, Gabby. Sorry, Dave's a bit slow on the uptake today. He's had a couple of beers. Hey, Gabby, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling up from Newcastle.
Nah, I love Newcastle. Fantastic. Yes. One of the great parts of this country.
Absolutely. What's Gabby, happening? Who do you want to clown?
I actually want to clown our dear PM ScoMo today.
What for?
It was for yesterday, Julie Bishop's retirement from politics.
Yep.
Like, you know, I know he's going for, like, the whole lovable dad thing, but what is talking about their love of, like, Tina Turner? You're talking about, like, you know, someone with a very sort of, I guess, distinguished career in politics, and he's going on about bloody Tina Turner.
Tina Arena.
Mate, well done, Gabby. I think you've nailed it. It was kind of, do you believe you brought this up yesterday,
I
Jane?
I did. When
inappropriate
it,
comments
yes,
for someone
was,
who's served our country very well for
well,
a long period
a distinguished career. She did a great job as our foreign minister, and it was brought down in the first or second paragraph. I think we've let's just have a listen to our PM.
Well done, good and faithful servant. And that is a phrase that I think very much speaks to the service that we've seen from the member for Curtin. Her successor will have big shoes to fill, and we all know Julie has the best shoes in the parliament.
Right, so that's probably an expression you'll hear in series 3 of Handmaid's Tale. Honestly.
Imagine someone should dress up as that for the Liberal Party. How many women they got left?
7, I think.
It's not a great culture.
One's probably not going to be there, so
it's not a great culture. They're starting to look a bit like the Republican Party in America, aren't they? Just old,
which is what they want.
Old white men woo with hard right views. Yeah. Well done, everybody. Well done, Gabby. Jason's on the line.
Hello, Jason.
How you going, guys?
Who do you want to clown, mate?
Mate, that knob of a judge on Dance with the Stars for bagging out Denise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well done, because I'm in Denise's corner on this one.
I don't think
this
you
is
are.
Craig, look, what's his name? This
Craig Revel Hall, like double yeah. barrel
poor
Hall.
Poor man's Bernard King.
Correct, yeah. And he's really up himself.
He has no right to say things about. What did he say? Have we got the quote?
Yeah,
what did
this
he
is
say
Craig.
About
it was very Hunchback of Notre Dame. You need to get those shoulders down, darling.
Craig, you try having these size breasts, like really.
So Denise is so funny; she can come back at him like that.
She's
but it's
great.
Uncool, and I'm hoping he changes his tune. But I don't
shouldn't
think
be having a go at Denise.
Pot.
Sorry, pot.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Kettle pot.
What happened? What
are you were you were embarrassing.
You're taking this out of context.
No, let's just have a listen to what you said.
She looks like Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. What now?
She's dead.
That's very offensive and not supportive of our lovely Denise. Hey, everybody, vote for Denise too.
Yeah.
Remember to call up and send a name.
All right, I think we're done here. Well done, everybody, for contributing once again to Clown of the Week. When we come back, we're going to do a quick Gone Wild.
Excellent.
Yes, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick and Jane. Gone Wild.
I love turning my attention to the animal kingdom, Jane Kennedy, as
do
you. Yeah. We learn a lot from the way they behave. Today's episode of Mick and Jane Gone Wild is in honour of Steve Irwin, the late Steve Irwin, who would have been 57 today on this day. What an outstanding man. What a great a wildlife warrior. He was just great for the whole business. He just got kids engaged. We learned so much about him. Do you know what I heard this too? I think at one stage, he was a good land banker as well. I think at one stage with all his money, he'd bought vast tracts of land all over the place and turned them into parks.
Yeah.
And
conservation reserves.
Yeah. So for many reasons and for pure entertainment.
And I tell you what, it'll all be going off today at Australia Zoo, which is a great place to go.
Yeah.
I went last year.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Top
and Terry, Bindi and Rob have continued his great work.
Yep.
And one of the greatest honours I think you get as anyone in the world, Google have dedicated their doodle to Steve Irwin today, which is amazing.
High praise indeed.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it, here's a little taste of the great man in action.
G'day, I'm Steve Irwin. Holy smokes, that was too close. Woo. Danger, danger, danger.
A sign of toughness. Stay away from me or I'm going to bite you.
This bloke could have enough venom in one bite to kill 100 blokes my size. Hey. Settle down, mate. You're just a little grumpy now. She's just trying to tag Steve-O on the face. Settle down, sweetheart. Settle down now.
Oh, no, his aggression's turned to a food response. He's on to me. He's going to try and bite my calf muscle. Woo, straight up a tree. Look at this. He's going to take my calf muscle straight out. And if he locks down, I'll bleed out and die.
I jumped on a crocodile and it was a bad jump under the water. Whack, hit me in the head, scarred me here. I got scars all over my face.
If there's one thing that I, Steve Irwin, would want to be remembered for,
passion and enthusiasm. Conservation is my job, my life, my whole persona.
Well, well done. Mission accomplished.
You've done that,
that's
Steve.
Exactly how we think of you. Well done. Jim Jefferies would do a good.
Oh, he would.
Yeah. Crocodile Hunter. Okay, let's open it up. Do you mind if I start?
Go ahead.
The zebra, what are they good for, Jane?
I've tried to work it out.
Most animals I can work out, well, you know, they're in some kind of food chain or they're helping
got a special
out
job
or, or they somehow affect the local.
Well, they're plant pretty
life.
Striking looking, I suppose.
You know, what do they
aesthetically,
do?
They add.
Mate, the zebra's overrated.
Really?
The zebra's overrated.
Okay, give
they
me
a don't
best.
Do it for me.
What
and
happens?
There's a big. Well, why are they black and white for a start? What's that? It's not even camouflage, is it? You're in the jungle, dude. You know, spots and stripes and stuff generally. These things are black and white. You couldn't get more. Look at me. I'm a zebra. Attack me now.
It's pretty boring, but.
If there's a pride of lions anywhere, we're over here.
Oh,
black
yeah.
And white. We're really big. Come and get us. Do you know one of the best sketches I ever saw on Jackass? they went into the.
You love
I just swear to God, they went to the Serengeti or somewhere and they dressed up in a pantomime zebra costume. And they, I'm not joking, and they went out into the African desert and I got attacked by a pride of lions.
Oh, my God.
And a lioness jumps up on the hind legs and goes to rake it down, which is where they attack, and pulls the pants down of the guy and is so shocked, like just sprints off.
Scarf it.
Oh,
thank God.
Yeah.
Do you know zebras?
Yes.
They're trying to work out why the stripes are, and they're thinking it's to stop flies and stuff because they get bitten less than horses and mules because of the black somehow.
Yeah. Oh.
But to me, do you know they have harems? The male zebra has a harem. So that's them and lions. Mm. Now, lions I can understand.
Well, they're pretty proud and they're pretty amazing
king of the jungle.
Looking. Yeah.
King of the Jungle. What's a zebra? We've got a crossing named after it. I mean, that's hardly. Hello, girls, gather round. I'm a male zebra.
It's sort of your B
Idiot.
Team, isn't it? If you're going to have that. Hey, I love hearing stories where dogs save people.
Okay, yep.
In Indiana, just the other day, the dog, Labrador, beautiful yellow lab. Mm-hmm. The people are asleep in the house. The lab runs in and starts waking the people up and barking. And the dad goes, "Hey, mate, Bella, it's not time for playtime now." The dog's insistent, woofing, trying to pull the dad out of the bed. He looks up, fire on the ceiling.
Oh.
Hello. The dog has saved the house.
Oh, smoke alarm dog.
Smoke alarm dog. That's what smoke alarms should be.
Is that what's the reward? One tennis ball?
Yes.
A lamb chop? What is it? A Labrador?
Oof. It's a Labrador. Well, it's the remains of the bin. Whatever's in there. And look, there's just a beautiful photo of the dog having a rest because she had a hard time.
Jeff Stilson does a great bit of stand-up. He's talking about a cat that saved a guy's life in a burning house.
That's unusual.
That's right. You see, cat woke him up. And Jeff's response is, yeah, but make no mistake, if that cat could open a door on its own,
so true.
That would be much better.
Can we a bit of panda talk just before we go?
Why not? Always love a panda
story. Pandas.
Don't call them stupid.
We've got Wang Wang and Fu Nyi. They won't root. Right,
okay. They're in the Adelaide Zoo.
7 years, they're about to get shipped off. Now we go over to Smithsonian's National Zoo in America. It snowed. The two pandas have gone berserk.
Oh, they're having a fun time. Surely you're allowed to muck around.
It's like après-ski. Think they're at St. Moritz. They're rolling down cliffs. They're climbing trees. They're wrestling branches. Root.
Do you know what I think's wrong? I think they've eaten leaves, and I think they're high. Because if you have a look at the footage, we'll probably
put
it up.
You've got to go and have a look. Can we put it up?
They're having a ball, but
pandas in the snow.
They look off their nut to me.
I like it. All right, that's all we've got time for today.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There is some sad news in the world of showbiz and music, and Peter Tork from the Monkees, who's a bass player and played a lot of other instruments, has died at the age of 77.
For all the kids out there listening, how would you describe the Monkees? They weren't a novelty band, were they?
Bands are put together, and they were put together band for a television show specifically, but they all happened, like the Spice Girls, but they happened to be great musicians.
And they had some cracking songs.
They did.
Can I play you my favourite? And you know, I like songs that when a group of men go to a sporting venue and sing them, they sound great.
Yeah.
And this one, for me, it's one of the great songs. I can't.
Cheer up,
You 40,000 men singing that together in a stadium.
Well, that's pretty special.
You are going to have a good time.
Look, there's so many monkey songs. In fact, I've got a monkey story to tell you. My dad, when they came to Melbourne, he drove them around.
What?
Yes, he was their driver.
I drove the monkey?
Wow. Yes.
We should get him in for an
interview. Great guys, yeah. But I was a huge, they were fantastic, and I'm a huge fan. One of my favourite songs is Last Train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone.
I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. Could hear the tambourine get a run.
It is. Might need cowbell.
Need a cowbell?
Yeah.
Oh, we like that one, don't we?
What about this one? And I saw her face.
Oh, iconic.
Smash Mouth did a cover of that song as well.
They did.
End of Shrek.
Yeah, that's
right. It's on the end of Shrek. My favourite kids film of all time. If
there
were
so many brilliant
Shrek
songs. And that is an end of an era.
And then really how many down now? Yes. Two down?
Two down. And Davy Jones, of course, sadly. I was so in love with Davy Jones. And so was Marsha Brady. We shared a love with him. She was. There was a whole episode dedicated
to her. Before she went mental.
She's not mental.
She's mental.
Don't say that.
Get
she's
her book
fine.
Out. She went nuts.
She's fine now. She's great.
What about Jan? No, she
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
All right, there you go.
Stand by, everyone. When we come back, we're going to chat to the great Mary Custis.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a monster. It's the last hour for the week, so get involved, people. Coming up, Week in Review, Jane.
Which I love, and also you only had one job. This is where people fail.
We did this last week. I love this segment.
Well, we do, and there'll be some good ones we'll call out there. We've got a wrap-up of Around the Grounds, what's happening around the country as well, which
we'll
get on to.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. With our
we
very
first
special
met
guest.
Mary Custis and Effie in Wogs Out of Work and Acropolis Now.
Hello, good thanks.
During a golden age of Aussie comedy.
Fast forward, comedy company.
Comedy company.
Degeneration. It was, you know, booming.
Now Effie's back on stage and looking for love.
Effie, a walk and talk and contradiction. I'm picky, yet I'm desperate. I'm pregnant, yet a virgin.
But before Effie storms the studio, we need to find out why she's such a joy to play.
I'm able to use her as a mask to really say whatever I want. I get away with it.
Please welcome back to Kennedy Malloy, Mary Custis.
Mary, welcome to Kennedy
Hello.
Malloy.
This
Thanks,
is your,
guys.
It's your first visit to see us and we're very happy to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Fantastic. We have seen you, of course, for many years. And when we think of women in comedy, you're one of the standouts. Top of the tree, I must say. And we love seeing you performing on television and everything, but you've been doing other things and you've been doing stage shows.
You've been a bit stingy with some of your
yeah,
comedy
you've been
work
a little
lately.
Bit.
Been,
that's very
bit,
sweet.
A bit selfishly raising a family and taking care of yourself. And what about us and what about the public out there who need to be nourished?
Well, thank God for live theatre because that's where I keep going back to. It's for me, it's like there is no more intravenous relationship with your audience than by doing a live show. So
tell us about your first stage experience because that's when
ever?
You guys...
I'm fascinated
to
know.
Your first one ever and then when you and the guys really burst on and just took the scene apart.
I met Nick. I served him as a waitress.
this
in
is
a
Nick Giannopoulos, of
this
course.
This is Nick Giannopoulos,
everyone,
of course. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
And I just graduated from acting school and I was working as a waitress, which is what you do when you're trying to look for acting work. And it was a Saturday night and it was in a restaurant in St Kilda and Nick walked in. I'd never met him before. I didn't know him at all. And I served him and he said, "You look familiar to me." And I'm thinking, yeah, and that sounds sleazy to me.
it's a good line, though.
It doesn't sound like Nick.
I think he's still using
not
it,
the
Mary.
Nick I know.
Anyway, turns out we went to the same primary school, the same Greek school, and we'd both just graduated from acting schools, different ones.
Yep.
And he told me about an audition for a theatre company that I was in love with that I'd seen at second year at uni, and we both auditioned for the role, and they didn't care what gender. They were looking for four different nationalities, and I got the role over Nick. So
how did
but
that
what
go
it,
down?
He's kept that quiet.
That went so well, he went off and wrote Wogs Out of Work. So, he showed them. And then he said, look, the first chance we get, you know, let's do something together. And that was Wogs Out of Work. So that was 30 years ago. It was
30
actually
years ago. And I remember when you, the stage, there was a ripple around town of just,
well,
you've got to go and
see. Well, it was
the
first of its kind. And for people who were from ethnic backgrounds, it was a chance to go and laugh at themselves. Isn't that
yes,
what the
theory was?
Yes,
and see themselves on a stage where they're so underrepresented, as most minorities are.
That's true.
It was such a huge show. We weren't known, but the show was so famous. Yeah. And people would obsessively come and watch it like 7-8 times over and over again because they couldn't believe that their everyday stories and people that resembled them were up on a stage making them laugh.
And their families, their mothers, they could relate to.
I think Nick needs to come out of his shell on stage.
Yeah.
He's
too low-key.
He's too low-key.
Mary, I sent...
Nick, that man would murder you for a laugh. I honestly loved Nick.
I know,
he
but was, I sent Mick to Mykonos. He'd never been before and I said, you've got to go there and I swear... He literally arrived. The first bar he went to, who do you think he ran into?
The
King of Mykonos, Nick. Exactly.
Now, and he took me under his wing. Can I ask quickly, just so obviously that's your homage to the theatre.
Yeah.
But TV and film, you've done it all. Have you got a favourite or something, that if you had to choose one that you
look, I would say doing sitcom would have to be one of the most difficult things you can do because it's a live audience. Mm.
Yes,
there's four
yes.
cameras. Mm. And you've only known the material for like a day and a half because you're rewriting till the last minute. Plus, you get a million notes between the two different, you know, you do a preview sort of in front of the cameras and then half an hour later you're doing it properly. So it's a lot to remember, but it's dangerous and hard and fantastic, and every week you get to do a different episode. So I do love sitcom, and it's a dying art. It certainly was in Australia. There weren't many of those. There were a lot of sketch comedy shows, which you guys were born out of.
Yeah.
So sitcom, you know, if you're in the right sitcom, it's a great thing to do.
Tell us about your theatre show. Tell us about the one you're doing right now.
Well, it's called Love Me Tender, so it's around...
No, Tinder.
Oh, sorry, Love Me...
Love Me Tender.
See, I feel like I've had a few beers this afternoon, and I haven't. Love
it's
Me
Friday,
Tinder.
Jane.
Of course, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Love is the drug that we're all addicted to, and as soon as we get our hit, we go out of our way to sabotage it in some way. You know, like we dream about it, we want it. You know, we get it. We barely take care of it, and then we're heartbroken because it's not there anymore. So it's this whole thing of Effie recently. Oh, Jane, you should actually break the news because you're right.
Well, I don't know. I thought we might wait for Effie to tell the news.
Right. Okay, let's move on. So
we
anyway.
We will just about that. But I want to say, is this a one-woman show? Mary?
It is.
Good on you.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's just me. I just, did that big Star Wars tour with Nick and
Fantastic.
Sushi Mango across the country, which was awesome.
Went berserk.
Essentially, I'm a sort of a bit of an orphan. I always end up performing on my own, and I love working with others, but I'm sort of always...
Where can
you stay with
it,
us? It's in May, and it's going around New South Wales and Victoria. We're going to say all the dates for you. We're going to go to a song, and then would you be able to get in touch with Effie? Do you think she might be around?
Yeah, she's just outside.
Good on you. We'd love to have a chat with
Effie.
Her.
I love Effie. Fantastic. Right. What a woman.
Mary Custis joining us on Kennedy Molloy. Effie to join us right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Mary Custis joined us before. Effie is coming to Melbourne and Sydney at Camden Civic Centre in Camden from the 11th of May, Concourse Concert Hall, Chatswood, Marrickville, then Yarraville in Melbourne on the 24th, 25th. YarravilleLive.com or SydneyComedyFest.com.
Do yourself a favour. You'll love it.
Yes.
Great live entertainment.
When I think of mentors, icons, someone I look up to, not only in the world of comedy, but in the world of styling and beauty.
Okay.
Well, I can't go past the beautiful Effie, and she's joining us now in the studio. Effie, how are you?
Hello, good, thanks, guys. Such a pleasure to be here.
We're thrilled to have you. And
you made an effort too.
Well, you look stunning as usual, and you do have something expression about your hair being, when I put hairspray on, I often think of you.
Well, I might say, like, if I was ever going to do flat hair, I'd do it like you because it's the glossiest hair. Seriously, I feel like I should have my sunglasses on. It's so glossy.
Well, thank you, and I'll take that as a compliment.
I wouldn't.
Well, I'm going to. Now, I was really excited to have you come in today, Effie, because I've had this secret desire for many years for you and Mick to hook up because Mick is single.
I throw my hat in the ring straight away.
And you've been single for a long time. Don't understand why.
Just a date, one date.
But I think you've got some news to break to us.
Well, firstly, before I break the news, I just want to say, you know, I know you guys, were you guys talking about pandas or something that wasn't recreating very much, you know?
That's right, yes.
I look at Mick and I see only like a soft marshmallow of an animal. I love him. He's, you know, yes. I have several besties with testes.
Do you think
Mick
could
is
be
one,
one
of them? I've got a talent crush and, you know, I just love him for a million reasons.
Thank
no
you.
One. In the industry has shown more of their true self than this guy.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Well, that is complimentary,
so
and I'll have to talk to you about
that.
So a date's
out of the question is what you're saying.
We know each other too well.
We can't cross that line.
You took too long. What can I say? I wasn't going to wait forever.
Guess what's happened?
What?
Effie's got married.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. Effie, would you like to tell us who you married?
What the hell? Who, yeah. What, where, when, shotgun?
I
what
know.
Happened?
This is terrible news.
What have you
done? I got married a while ago to my first ever love, my first ever kiss, in fact, at primary school, Shane Bradley Cooper.
That's so
he's
Aussie.
The lucky man.
Shane Bradley Cooper.
Shane Bradley Cooper has cut your lunch, Mick Malloy.
Shane Bradley Cooper.
I'll tell you, and he's incredibly qualified.
Isn't that the backpack murderer?
No.
No.
What does he do, F?
Oh, he's a plastic surgeon.
Oh,
could you believe it? It was the you know, like, could you imagine a virgin and a plastic surgeon? I mean, if that isn't, you know, like.
Effie, was that your status at the time of getting married?
Of course.
Oh, no, so you're a nice Greek
girl. Well, how'd you meet him and what happened?
Oh. Well, I went to my 25th school reunion, torture. And, you know, of course, everyone was there and all the bitches from the first time round and they were all, you know, hooked up and, oh, you know, we've got a house in Sorrento and oh, I've got another one in Palm Beach and all that, you know. Oh, if you're still single, are you? And, you know. And
girls are girls can be terrible, can't
terrible,
they?
Terrible, yeah. You know. And I just, you know, I was kind back. I said, oh, well, I'm a size 8, you know, Logie Award-winning legend, you know. So, sozzies. So, anyway, I looked across
size
the room.
Eight.
And there was Shane Bradley Cooper,
Good
you know,
Shane.
And he was walking towards me and everything went into slow-mo. And
really?
I could hear that Terrence Trent D'Arby song inside my head, sign your name across my heart.
Good
and then,
Lord.
You know, weirdly, after our first pash, I remembered that wet, wet, wet song. That's another story. It was like Maroon the Dam down. Anyway, that's, you know.
So it sounds like you totally were in love. And
you're smitten.
You're smitten. But you have actually been betrothed to each other. You have a wedding?
We had a very large wedding.
A big, you know, fat, Greek wedding.
That was. And, you know, that I did the wedding in the last big stage show I did on my own, which was called, you know, Effie the Virgin Bride.
You know? Well, they're far and few between.
But, you know, like all things, guys, and I'm not speaking, you know, like anything but what we know to be fact. You know, we chase, we get, and then what? You know, what is it with us that we can't, you know, we show our best selves until we nab them?
Are you saying you're bored already?
Well, I've just got the 7 month itch. I don't know. I love the guy. I couldn't have done better. You know, I trust him. I love him.
Yeah.
It's myself that I'm suspicious
of. Oh, I see. You might not be able to control those urges.
So I'm not done yet. I could be back in the hunt.
I just want you two to just sit a little bit apart from each other because I'm getting a bit of heat in the studio.
All right. Well, this is exciting times.
It is exciting times.
It's great to catch up with you, always, Effie. It's a remarkable journey, and it just keeps going. Do you think you'll mate for life? Is this it? You're done?
Look, I would hope so, you know, because I didn't go into this lightly. You know, I held on. I had my virginity like a term deposit there.
Was it everything you hoped for?
Well, and more. You know, this is what I'm worried about, you know. Like, I've gone from, you know, no-no to nympho. You know, that's what I'm worried about. But, you know, I've got this show called Love Me Tinder, talks about this very issue. I mean, the world must be on Tinder. I don't know about you, Mick. I've not seen you there, but, you know, I've got... not that I'm looking.
You haven't gone off Tinder still. You're married now. You don't need to use it, Effie.
No, I'm lucky. I've got a bestie who, you know, puts out a lot. So I look over her shoulder.
You you can have a look.
The show is called Love Me Tinder.
Yes.
And if you're an idiot if you don't go along.
Gotta go and see it. And Sydney we'll put Comedy all these Festival. Up here.
Listen to Effie go.
Sydney Whip. Comedy Camden. Festival and YarravilleLive.com yep. Melbourne.
Which you've done, Mick.
I don't. I love
it's
it
an
out
institution.
There.
Institution.
You've blown it apart. I filled one. Effie goes out there and does about 10 nights.
It's multiples. Incredible. But let's not go back to that part of the conversation, shall we?
Effie, it's been a treat to have you.
There. Love you guys.
Would you come back and visit?
Every time.
Good on you. We'd love to see you.
We'll give those dates out again for Effie. And let's not forget, could you say thank you to Mary Kustos too if you see her?
Yeah, whatever.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You had one job.
You had one job.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
Can I start, please?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, Jane, off the top, that today's edition of You Had One Job... Here's our Oscars edition, and we're honouring the Oscars because you may remember it's on Monday, but this time last year at the Oscars, they read out the best picture and they read the wrong name. You had one job!
Yes.
Have you got it there, Dave?
Yeah, take a listen.
The Academy Award for Best Picture.
La La Land.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to Lionsgate.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Oh.
You had
one job.
You had one job. You give him the envelope that has the name of the Best Picture in it. How can you get that wrong?
But it said, did it say, I'm just trying to look.
Sarah Murdoch did the same thing. Murdoch.
She did.
Oh, she did.
That was. Right. But that's not their fault, is it?
Well, I don't know whose fault
but
it is.
No, it's that one. It said Moonlight. Job. It said Moonlight. And Warren Beatty's gone, I've said for some reason it came out La La Land.
Mm. No, he got given the wrong envelope.
Did he? Oh.
Yeah, he did.
Well, sack whoever that was.
Wow. Like, one job to do here.
All right.
Then they're not going to do it.
Do you want
this year.
You want to get the ball rolling?
I do want to get the ball rolling. Cool. Honda are recalling pickup trucks that they've just put out in the 2017, 18, and 19 models.
All right.
They've been recalled because they could catch fire after being washed.
You had one job.
I don't get it. So you wash them.
And it's it comes, the acid from the car wash soap on the paint could result in fuel pump feed line cracking, which can start a fire in the fuel tank. So that if you go and get your car washed at a car wash and you've got one of these utes and you go through,
boom.
It's the soap.
It could go up.
Yes, it can get into and affect the fuel pump line and
your
car can explode. I mean, that's what pickups do.
While you're in the car wash?
Yes.
Immediately or later?
Yes.
Or is it just mystery? It could go up at any time.
It could be a mystery. And
it could be at home. It could be at the drive-in.
Mm. Correct.
It could be picking up the kids from school and whooshka, bang.
Absolutely. And these trucks, I mean, they're pickup trucks, so they get dirty because they're out doing jobs that pickup trucks do.
Guys
so you're
love
going
that,
often.
If I was driving along in like a ute and a car
some
just
fire.
Sudden caught fire, you go, yes. Cop that, everyone.
Wow. Okay, I've got another quick one.
Oh, please.
The Australian Border Force.
One job.
What?
Has admitted human error by its officers resulted in police being unaware that footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi was a refugee before he was issued with a red notice and detained in Bangkok for 2 months.
What?
Just being in jail, sorry. One person, human error.
Oh, you had one job.
You had like one job to do here.
I'm sure Hakeem's seeing the funny side.
I'm sure he's having a good old laugh.
Oh, mate, it could happen to anyone. You dick.
That's infuriating.
Well done, Border Force.
Wow.
Can I have a go?
Yep.
I'm going back to the automotive area. Formula One. Ferrari unveiled its stunning new 2019 car, but fans were stunned by the colour, which is orange.
What?
No.
Now, this is one of the most iconic brands in the world, Ferrari. In fact, if you get a colour chart out, there's a colour that says Ferrari red. As long as we've been alive, it's Ferrari red. Have a look. It's friggin' orange.
It's not Ferrari orange.
You had one job.
Paint
the Ferrari red.
That's outrageous.
That would be like Coke coming out and not having a red billboard.
No.
A red can. Or a purple Coke can.
Or a yellow M in McDonald's.
Let's make that beige or something. You are a bunch of idiots.
That's ridiculous.
What is going on? One of the most one of the most iconic, identifiable brands, Ferrari red. You got a Ferrari running around that's orange. You are a giant knob. It is one of the most identifiable brands in the world. Absolutely. What would you say? Okay, go name them.
Well, Ford is another one.
No, just not cars.
Oh, got cars. Any
what
brand.
Do you reckon?
Tiffany's.
Blue.
Blue.
See, they'd be like Tiffany
Blue.
Tiffany,
it's called blue. Tiffany Blue.
That thing, you would recognize that from 200 yards. Ding.
Bang.
You'd be like Robocop.
It's like, bang. You know, Pavlov's dog.
Tiffany's bag.
Tiffany's bag.
You would know.
Hermes bag. Orange. Yeah. There's your orange.
Okay, so settle down.
Real theme here.
But I would have said that's most iconic. I would say the most recognizable brands in the world. McDonald's.
Yep.
Coke.
Yep.
Which of those two would you go with? McDonald's? I don't know how they do this, but kids know. If you drive kids past McDonald's, they know chips.
I don't know.
I don't know how they're doing it. Maybe there's crack on the French fries.
On the salt instead of salt.
I don't know
salt.
What they're doing.
Yeah, no.
But that's it. Coke, imagine Coke if they weren't red. Mm. Do you know that's the reason why Santa Claus is red?
Really?
Santa Claus was originally green, and then Coke brought out an advertising campaign where Santa was red, and to this day, Ferrari, Coke is red.
Everything's
you get
rigged.
The idea.
That's terrible.
You had one job, you idiots. Right. I hope you lose. I hope your car catches fire like that.
That's a terrible thing to say.
All right. Hey, should we ask some people calls? What they're thinking?
Have you got an experience? You've got one job. The other
one job.
I went to a Porto. I wanted some chicken. That's what they make. I said, I have chicken, please. They go, we got no chicken. And I said,
like one job to do here.
You're a chicken shop.
That's the idea, people.
All right, 133353. Give us your experiences. You've had one job.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You had like one job to do here.
You had one job.
Phones blew up.
They did. And I'm very pleased to hear there's other people who are a bit annoyed.
They are. All right, Jane.
Let's go for it. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, Danny and Mickey.
Hey, Kylie, what happened? What happened to you?
There's nothing like asking your husband to do one job. One job on the bloody weekend when I want to have a frothy mix.
Yep. What'd you do? What'd he do?
The dog poo.
So I say it again, he what?
Just hang on, Kylie. You asked your husband to pick up the dog poo.
Pick up the dog poo, walked inside, did a couple of my own chores that I wanted to do, got my washing, walked out barefoot. Nothing like a nice little warm toasty between
the toes. He had done it.
One job.
How did that go down?
23 years married and one job he can't do.
Fair enough, Kylie.
Give Kylie a prize.
Yeah, Kennedy Malloy prize pack.
Coming
you,
your way, Kylie.
I'd be angry too,
you can
Kylie.
Do better than that idiot.
Mm. Yeah.
Kylie.
Hey, Craig.
Bet he won't do it again.
How you doing, Craig?
Very good, thank you. Mick, Jane, Dave, love your work.
What about me? You got anything kind to say about me?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it.
Mick, Jane and Dave love your work.
Good
on
you,
Craig.
Yes.
What went down?
My mate took a horse to the races in a horse float.
Yep.
He took the wrong horse.
You had, like, one job to do here.
Well, they do all tend to look the same.
And when did they realise it was the wrong horse? After the race? Before the race? No. Is this a fine cotton affair?
What was it?
When they got to the races and did the inspection with the inspection card and the brains, I realised, oops.
Oh, that's hilarious. Funny. Mate, you're our clubhouse leader now, I reckon.
I'll tell you what, the owners weren't impressed.
I'm sure they weren't. I think we got a good prize for you here, Craig.
Craig, you got the Ego 56-volt outdoor power equipment. It's the trimmer and the brush cutter kit. EgoPowerPlus.com.au is power beyond belief.
These are the best in the business, mate. Ask Dave. He stole one from the prize cabinet.
Craig, you'll love it.
You could say the same about yourselves, the best in the
business.
Good on you, Craig. Worthy
winner. I'd give
you
another prize if I had one. Chris.
Thank you. Hi, Chris.
G'day. Out in the marketplace, you'll see there's four-wheel drives called Pajero.
Yeah, now, the Pajero.
It's pronounced Pajero in Spanish, which means wanker.
One job. The Mitsubishi wanker.
Hello all you Pajero drivers out there right now.
Somebody in marketing had a sense of humour, I think.
Oh, and no one checked it. That's what kills me.
Wanker.
That's awesome.
Oh, well done, Chris. Top shelf. Joel, what have you got for us, buddy?
I went down to the plumbing supply shop to go and get some pipes, and they'd run out.
Oh. You had, like, one job to do here.
Are you telling me you went to a plumbing supply shop and they'd run out of pipes?
Yep. Then into another shop.
That'd be like saying they've run out of arse crack. The plumbing, you've got one job is to have a pipe. What did you do? You have to come, can you come back Thursday? We might have some pipes.
Off to the other store, trying to find some pipes.
Oh.
Big pipe demand. I know that Tradie Janie gets low on pipes sometimes too. But plenty of washers I've got in my back pocket.
Okay, let's hear from Darren, shall
Hello,
we?
Darren.
Darren, what happened to you, mate? Darren.
Yeah, mate, I went to the Red Rooster
yep.
to order some chicken and they only had fish.
One job. Should be red trout or, you know, red snapper.
A quick one, we were going for a family outing and we ordered for two chickens cut in eight and we got told if we wanted a big order like that, we should order through earlier.
What, two chickens?
One job I mean, to do two flattish chickens. How hard is it?
Do these people not want business? I feel your pain, Darren. That's super annoying.
It's called Ready Rooster. How ready do you need to be if you can't get two chooks?
Rooster ain't fish, is
it? I like it.
Thank you, everyone, for calling.
You get the idea. When we come back, we can review.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You've been difficult this week.
A little bit.
I have.
Yeah, you have been. You've been a bit of a menace. In fact, we've got proof of that because we're going to go and have a listen to a week in review.
A week of reveals on Kennedy Malloy. Mick revealed some of his phobias.
Maggie, you're a cockophobia.
Oh, yeah?
Fear of cooking.
Yes, you do. In fact, as I go through this list, I'm teeing up.
I've got most of them.
You've got autophobia, fear of being alone. Oh, that's already happening.
I am happy being alone. Cacophobia.
What's that?
Fear of ugliness, which is why I only date hot chicks.
Manu revealed a surprisingly deep hatred for Aussie cuisine.
Is that a particularly Australian dish, a prawn cocktail?
I don't think Australia should be on the map for that, mate.
Oh, hey, put him up.
Even the pavlova doesn't belong
to
you.
What's wrong with a lamington? What's wrong with a lamington?
Put him up, baby.
A lamington. Get out. Take your profiteroles.
Queensland revealed emoji number plates.
Cops calling it in. Oh, I'm following ICB 674.
Eggplant.
And Winx revealed something we all know. She's a true champion.
I shall not bury the champ. Once again, she's haughty and imperious.
Wow. Did he say she's horny?
She's haughty. No.
Oh,
she's haughty and imperious.
That's funny.
Which is, funnily enough, is on your Tinder profile.
I beg your pardon.
It is.
Jane revealed a pretty sharp tongue.
Oprah is afraid of chewing gum.
Well, if she chewed more gum, just saying.
Whoa!
And Mick revealed the most Googled questions about Jane.
Is Jane Kennedy still alive?
Jane, that's not very nice.
Where is Jane Kennedy now? What is Jane Kennedy worth? How old is Jane Kennedy?
You'll never know.
You guys revealed what happens at baby showers.
The most interesting game that I've ever played at a baby shower is called Put the Baby Back.
Now, you might have to elaborate.
Okay, what happens?
It was like a board with a pair of legs painted on it with a hole in the middle and you had to throw a doll back through.
Oh, so it's like a women's version of darts.
And you revealed some of the excuses you've heard for cheating.
His excuse was that he wanted to make sure he wasn't gay. Basically, it was like a test run to make sure it wasn't anything wrong with my private parts. It was everyone, you know.
Eric Banner revealed why we won't be seeing Poirot the movie anytime soon.
To be honest, I don't get sent as many comedies, surprisingly enough. I don't get sent as many comedies as I do psychopaths.
And Mick and Jane revealed their dedication to getting it right.
Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour.
Sorry, I cut you off there.
We'll have to come
back. Feels quite cool.
Let's start again.
Okay.
You go first, though. Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up.
What I was going to say.
But the biggest reveal this week, that Mick thought he had Hugh Jackman's measure.
How many do you want to go?
It's not how I would have done it. It was a bit try-hard. It was a bit needy.
Try-hard?
Mate, I would have been out there with a certain restrained power.
You?
I'm a singer. You got my wind beneath my wings there, I think.
Oh, no.
And did you ever know?
Ouch. I nailed emotion.
Interesting phrasing.
You're no Bette Midler, let's be honest.
Cop that, Jackman.
And everything I'd like to be.
The hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Thank you, Jenny.
In fright?
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Ego.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the week.
I've got an issue.
Oh.
We've got a big issue. We're talking about phobias during the week, yes. And I'm declaring that you have a cooking phobia.
That was mentioned in that package. So I'm going away tonight, and I bought two steaks this afternoon.
Two nice,
beautiful
big,
steaks.
Juicy steaks.
Birdie's the butcher. Great butcher.
Right.
And so I had them wrapped up, and I thought, when you get to work, put them in my bar fridge, which generally doesn't have food in it, just beer.
Not allowed to have any food.
So, but I thought I'd put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've just gone down and realised I forgot to put them in. So they've been sitting in my bag. Are they still good? So that's 3 hours. Okay. 3.5 hours.
Dave, do we want Mick to come to work on Monday?
Yeah.
Or do we want him to be sick as a dog?
You've released five cooking books. I've seen them reduced to like nothing out the front of shops.
I did say to you, you had one job.
Mm.
Speaking of segments.
Had one job. Put the stuff in the fridge.
I think it'll be all right because often you have to bring steak to room temperature. You never cook a steak straight out of the fridge. Sorry, yeah. I'm a cooking expert.
Mm.
But you never do that because it's too tight and you can't relax and you can't get all the juices.
Well, consider my steaks very relaxed right now.
I think you'll be all right,
so
Mickey.
So does that mean with, what's her name, Steak Dress? Who is that?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
I think temperature? No, that was
alright. Can you pick one of those off?
I think it was prosciutto.
Was it?
So it's salted.
Imagine dating her. That's dinner and show.
Yeah. First,
and the more you eat,
you're going to wrap up a little salad with your meat as well, or just the meat?
No, mate.
All right.
I'm not. And you stay sober. Your wife's leaving town. Yes. I want to see
you've got
you.
A family to look after.
Right. You're already on the booze.
Very responsible.
You've been booze.
Hey, we started this last week going around the grounds.
We do. It's a good way to send people off in whatever capital city you're listening to us in to...
big events are on in every
city. Do you want to start?
Yeah, well, in Melbourne tonight at the Rod Laver Arena, last tickets still on sale to see Adam Levine.
Levine.
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5. Maybe he'll pop his top on tonight.
Well, I'm sure he will.
Recently performed at Super Bowl. Maroon 5 in Melbourne. In Adelaide, the Fringe Festival is up and running. Can I mention a good friend of ours, Jane Kennedy?
Absolutely, go
ahead. Truth Lucy versus Men is on tonight. Show's going gangbusters. It's in Adelaide until March 3rd. Tickets available, adelaidefringe.com.au. See if you can get a ticket, but that will be...
You'll laugh for the complete show from start to finish. Mm. All right, you probably won't laugh, but you'll enjoy it if you see Eminem. He's playing tonight in Sydney.
Yep.
He's on tonight at ANZ Stadium, and he's on stage at 9.15.
9.15. Yep. That is incredible. I've seen him...
Yeah, it's good.
I remember seeing him back in the day when he had the old chainsaw and the overalls out, and it's a bloody good show. He's a great entertainer. Hey, Kate, guess what?
What?
Hello, Brisbane.
Hello.
Tonight, the Brisbane Comedy Festival kicks off.
Wow.
Get involved.
Awesome.
Okay, I love a comedy festival. They bring a lot of energy to the
It's a great city for a festival as
Go out, go on a date night, go and see some comedy. It'll be great.
Awesome.
Check out the lineup at brisbanecomedyfestival.com.
Do that. In Perth, the Arctic Monkeys are playing. Wow.
Well done. Jeez, Perth.
They're on tomorrow night at the RSC Arena, and tickets at arcticmonkeys.com.
That is going to be an absolute... I'm going to go
to
all of those.
Don't forget Tasmania.
What happened to Tassie?
Limo's playing.
Oh, Limo.
Yeah, Laughs of Lonnie.
I have it online.
Laughs of Lonnie tonight in Launceston. Tickets at limo.com.au.
Hey, Mick, I've got Ian on the phone. He's a butcher. Did you want to just check with your meat?
Yes.
Make sure it's
all right. Don't you believe me? Ian's... Okay, Ian, you're a butcher.
What's happening,
hey,
Ian?
Guys.
How's my steaks?
Hey, Mickey, when are you cooking it?
I'm going to cook it on a grill, but I've got to get...
When?
Tonight.
An hour out of town. I'm going to finish this show, I'm going to drive, and I'm going to put it on.
Yeah, you'll smash it, mate. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, mate, once you've got the two thumbs up from the butchers.
Yeah.
Hey,
what about me?
Hey, how would you do them, Ian? Anything special?
Oh, no, I just gently grill them, Mickey.
That's what I'm doing, mate. Gently grilling them, and then I'm going to woof them.
Excellent. We've got a huge show next week. Dave Reynolds, Nick Cody, Ann Edmonds, Hamish Blake, Annie Lee, James Rain, and Dave O'Neill.
This is a super week or something.
Massive. See you Monday.
This is Kennedy Malloy.